What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning into the show, episode number 50, the Swordfire X5 show here. Had a pleasure talking with Yasmin Butler today. We got into a bunch of different things. We talked a little bit about astrology. We got into the law of abundance. And we even talked about auras, personal auras, how, the energy. We can change our auras. It was a really fun conversation. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. If you want to check her stuff out, you can find her podcast called Restora the Podcast on Spotify and Anchor. And you can also check out her website. It is restora.shop. She's got a lot of neat stuff over there. So enjoy the episode and check those sites out. And thanks for tuning in.
Hold on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Still kind of waking up. Just finished my first cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
Same here. Same here.
That's good. That's good. So before we really get started, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Is it Yasmin?
Yasmin.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I was pronouncing it right. And, you know.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of people do not. So.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate, you making time to, speak with me today and connect a little bit.
Absolutely. And so based on some of the messages we had, we're going to be talking about law of attraction and abundance, energy of money, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We could talk about that, whatever you want. I definitely would like to kind of hear about your podcast a little bit and kind of how you got started with all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my podcast is called Restora, and my podcast is my brand because I also sell products like candles like this.
Oh, cool.
Manifestation nice. Candles, crystals, oils, things like that. But Restore is all about restoring your aura, getting your vibe right. Because when you can align yourself vibrationally, then you're able to attract really whatever it is that you want. And usually you'll also attract things that you didn't even realize that you wanted. And like these happy miracles start happening. Like, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but like the people who are always the most negative are also the unluckiest.
That I have noticed that.
And the same goes for like vice versa, like the most positive people, even if they're in like a shitty circumstance, they still seem to end up with like a lucky break.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. I tell people all the time, I say, you create your own reality, you really do. Your thoughts create your reality. How you look at the world creates your reality. You can be in a terrible situation and be better off than somebody that has everything that they've ever wanted and is miserable,
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. 100%. You know what I mean? So is that what your podcast is geared around then?
Yes.
And your show and
cool. Yes, about law of attraction, manifestation, the aura. So I basically relaunched my podcast. I've been podcasting on and off for the past like 4 or 5 years, but that's now, awesome. Yeah, it's honestly, I'm also very much into astrology. I talk about astrology on the podcast as well. And I'm a Gemini. So speaking and communicating, it's like one of my things. Love to do it.
All right. I like that. I talk about astrology as well on my channel.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius with a Scorpio rising. Yeah. Okay. I actually have my entire natal chart. I don't know if you could see it. It's
very cool.
Yeah, it's on my arm with the Aquarius,
What's your Mercury?
Oh man, it is a Capricorn. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Straight to the point.
Venus is in Pisces, Mars in Gemini.
Okay. A little bit of a hopeless romantic, I'm getting.
Oh yeah. Yeah, maybe a little bit. I love talking about astrology. I can definitely get into that all day long. I'm not like an expert on it, but I've kind of studied my chart and rediscovered myself on a deeper level, through astrology.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, same for me too, because growing up, I did not believe in astrology because I hated the idea that I would be simplified into one of 12 signs. I felt like I was so much more than just, a selection out of 12. And then when I learned about your actual birth chart and the fact that you're made up of all of these signs and it's like your own unique thumbprint, basically, yeah. I was like, okay, this resonates. I can get behind this.
I love it. Yeah. It's awesome. You know what I mean? It really is. It's like a language. It's energy. It's language. It's like, when I was at a point in my life where I didn't even know who I was, astrology kind of helped me figure out like, wow, that makes sense that I'm kind of like this. For example, I think it's which house is it that dictates, you know, how you organize your home space. You kind of make it for, you know, you put a lot
of, usually.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like organizing things on shelves and you know what I mean?
Stuff yes.
Like that, you know, it's just simple things like that, that kind of help me make sense of my life a little bit.
Yeah. And recently I've been doing natal chart readings for folks, and I know that this is real and people aren't just like resonating, you know, because a lot of people sometimes are like, oh, you know, astrology is just so vague, so people resonate because you're just saying whatever. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact that's not the case, because I was doing a reading for someone overseas. And are you in the United States?
I am. Yeah.
So, you know, here in the US, the way that we structure our dates, it goes month, day, year, but mm-hmm. everywhere else they go day, month, year.
Yeah.
So when I plugged their information in, I think that I plugged it in as like May 12th, but really their birthday was December 5th. And so I did a whole reading for the wrong date, and they're like, this doesn't resonate. So I was like, okay, obviously, you know,
bit, yeah.
But all of the other ones do resonate, because I did redo it for him. And he was like, okay, this one makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that was a great confirmation for me to know that we're not just saying like, you know, super vague things. No, it can get very specific.
Oh, for sure. 100%. I loved it. And it's always changing. And I'm always trying to learn more about myself, you know, through astrology yeah. and kind of outcomes. You know what I mean?
Yes. And
especially with the moon, like the moon's a big one. You
huge,
know?
Huge.
It really is. And I try to occasionally do like moon water and kind of like make an altar for it, get my crystals and stuff out. You know, my girlfriend has a bunch of crystals. Her boy has a bunch of crystals. And, you know, occasionally when we remember, we'll get some water and put it out and put yes. intentions into all that.
Well, there is a full moon coming up tomorrow. So
what sign is it in? Is it
going to be in Libra? And I'm okay. a Libra rising. So this is a doozy for me a little bit in a good way. But right now it's a little bit like heightened emotions, because when a full moon transits your first house, usually it's like you're shedding a part of yourself. So it can feel a little like, oh my gosh, a little existential crisis a little bit.
Right. Right. So what are you going to do? Pretend to like prepare for it? Are you going to, you know, yeah. like journal or?
Yeah, I'll probably do some journaling. But more so like in the physical space, I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff, getting rid of a lot of clothes, getting rid of a lot of books that I haven't read, or I know I'll never read, or books from college that are just sitting on my shelf. Mm-hmm. And getting rid of like the physical things in my life that are a part of the old me. That way I can step into my next level is kind of how I'm looking at it.
Right. I freaking love that. Cause we honestly, that's so funny you say that. We've been doing the exact same thing.
Here. Really?
Yeah. Over here. And, we've been kind of getting rid of things, giving things away, and trying to work towards a life more, simplistic with less stuff. It feels yeah. like our lives are just crowded with so much stuff. You know what I mean? That are just weighing us down. So we're just actively working to kind of reduce that, you know?
Yes. I love it.
It's such a good feeling when you know, in the moment, it's like, do I really want to get rid of this? I have an attachment to it, but why, you know,
but why?
And then you get rid of it and it's like, oh, I feel so much better. I feel like there's so much less weight off my shoulders, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So this is a great time to be doing that, I guess.
Yeah. And another thing that I talk about too with people that I think is really underrated, especially like in the like more spiritual community, is the work that you do in your physical space is spiritual. Like a lot of times people want to do like, you know, they want to burn sage, they want to burn Palo Santo, but it's like, you still haven't done your laundry. You know, it's like, you right. have to work on both. You can't just work on like the energetics of things and not tend to things that you can see, touch, and feel, because they are all connected. Like you, it just, it doesn't work that way.
100%, you know, and I'm sure you're well familiar with the phrase, you know, your home is an extension of your mind, basically, yes. you know, cleaning, having a clean home and all that works, I think, towards raising your vibration, I think is what you're talking about with the law of attraction.
Absolutely.
Kind of tying those in. So if we want to kind of get started on that a little bit, the law of attraction, kind of like what it is, you know what I mean? How you can use it to your benefit, you know, and I think that would be a great place to start.
Absolutely. Yeah. the law of attraction, in the most simple definition, is you attract what you are. So if you are the kind of person who believes in miracles, you will always stumble upon a miracle.
Yeah.
But if you're the kind of person who thinks, oh, you know, everything has to happen in a certain way or in a certain order, you're going to experience that as well. So I feel like it's to all of our advantage to be curious and to be open to life's miracles and be frivolous about it. Because the one thing that is tricky about the law of attraction is if you hold too much attachment to the things that you're trying to attract, you're actually pushing it away. So like, you know, if you've ever tried to chase after something, its initial instinct is to run away from you. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for your desires. So if you're constantly chasing after the guy or chasing after the girl, chasing after the money, it'll always elude you. But once you become the version of yourself that easily has the money, has the perfect mate, all of that, it just falls into place.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And so what would you think? So like, what would you say then, or to someone who kind of is aware of the law of attraction, but seems to be found in like this spot where it's still, you know, not working out for them. They're still having bad situations come, you know, like what's the first step in changing like the mindset to kind of live a healthier, happier life? If you're in that situation currently where it's like, you know, on a lower level, like in the dumps kind of.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is like really the key. And also understanding that like everyone has bad days. And so don't beat yourself up over those bad days. Because what happens when you are kind of in that slump is you start to fear being fearful. You start to be anxious about getting anxious because you think, oh, if I drop my vibration, everything is going to go to shit. Like everything is going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And so try not to do that. Try to be easy on yourself. But I guess like the first step is to really get clear on exactly what it is that you want. A lot of times people think they want a lot of money or they think that they want a specific person in their life. And that's actually not what they really want. What they really want is to feel loved, or what they really want is to feel freedom. And so how can you start to feel that today? What is something tangible that you can do today to feel love or to feel free or to feel a sense of adventure? Because the money and the person and whatever it is that, you know, that you're trying to manifest, that is not actually the thing that you want. You want the feelings that that thing brings you. And you are able to feel those feelings without it actually being in your physical space.
Absolutely. You know, 100%. Yeah. And if you're in the spot where you're like, not really sure what it is you want, my recommendation is like meditation, you know, nature meditation. I'm big on like going out in nature and yeah, kind of connecting with the earth, you know?
Yes.
But I see so many people that, you know, so many of my friends and loved ones and stuff that seem to be stuck in the mindset, you know, that they're the victim, you mm-hmm. know, that it's like a victim mentality. And they seem to have a hard time getting away from that, you know, and maybe they don't believe in meditation or any of the, you know, I don't want to say woo woo stuff.
I love saying woo woo stuff.
I do too. I mean, the way it sounds is good, but, you know, I think, accepting, where was I going to go with that?
The victim mindset.
Oh yeah. The victim mindset, kind of getting out of that is just realizing, you know, that, you know, everybody, like you said, everybody has a bad day. Everybody has bad things happen to them. You can't go through life expecting nothing bad to happen, nothing to have bad situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, a lot of that has been kind of the realization of seeing like karmic cycles. I'm a karmic guy, you know, yes. I'm a karmic cycle kind of guy. And I see the patterns, you know. And I think it's all about breaking that as well. You know, once you can break negative cycles, you give yourself room to kind of grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a corny saying, but when people say, you know, this isn't happening to me, this is happening for me, that shift, honestly, it really is life-changing, because even in the worst moments, the most tragic of moments, you at least have a glimmer of hope that even though you can't see it right now, you can trust that the universe or God or whatever you believe in is sorting something out for you for the benefit in the long run. Maybe not today. Maybe today is a tough day, but understand that all of this stuff is happening for you and for your greatest and highest good, so long as you're open to receiving it.
Absolutely. You know, I think about that when you said that, I think about, hindsight, how many situations I've been in where it's like, oh my God, this is, you know, this is never going to end. You know, my life is over. And looking back, it's like, wow, I'm kind of glad that happened because it's put me where I'm at now. You know, it's given me the mindset where I'm at now. And one thing to remember, I think, is that like, it's going to be okay. You know, you're going to see another day. It's going to be okay. And when you trust that and you can trust that everything's going to work out, even, if you imagine the worst case possible, it's still going to work out. It gives you a lot of security and a good feeling inside, you know.
It does.
So 100%. So with the law of attraction, I know you kind of want to talk about the energy of money a little bit. I'm not sure really how you wanted to kind of get into that or where you wanted to go with it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, well, with the law of attraction, and it doesn't even have to just be money, but really with anything that you're trying to attract, so much of it really is acting as though you already have it, which that's a principle from Neville Goddard, living in the wish fulfilled, right? So money, I feel like, is the easiest example because it's the one thing so many people want and it seems to elude all of us, right? And I think about, you know, the saying that the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And so much of that literally is because people are living and continuing these karmic cycles and behaviors that are keeping us poor or keeping us rich,
right?
You know, so how can you, if you're a poor person trying to become rich, how can you change your mindset and live like a rich person today? You know, and that doesn't mean spending a lot of money, because rich people actually don't spend a lot of money. They grow their money, you know, and how can you, you know, step into that vibration to attract the money that you want? And it's so funny because I manifested some money for myself and I ended up not taking it because of the circumstance that it came in. But I was manifesting $25,000 in my bank account. I didn't want to do anything for this money. I just wanted it to come to me.
Yeah.
Which this was earlier on in my manifestation journey. And I realized that you can't do that. Like, you can't get something for nothing in this world.
Right.
Like, there's always going to be some sort of exchange. So I did the scripting. I did, you know, I burned a candle or something and I wrote down like $25,000 in my bank account. Some time passed and I get a phone call from my mom saying, I have this friend who knows someone who's trying to get a green card. And if you marry them, they'll give you $30,000 cash.
Oh, man.
I know. And it was like, oh my gosh, the universe is so funny. Obviously, not obviously, some people do that, but
for me,
it wasn't right. So I turned it down. And in that moment, I realized I didn't want the money. Like, 30K to be married, like that's nothing. Marriage is a very long time. And I think for the green card, you have to be married for like 5 years or something like that.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, man.
Right. And it's like, so then I had this realization, like, it's not the money itself that I want. What I wanted was the freedom to do what I wanted. I want the freedom to travel when I want. I want the freedom to buy what I want and not feel bad about it. And so that moment I realized, okay, I need to do some shifting, some reevaluating. And since then, you know, I pivoted and I was like, I want to start my own business. And that's what I did. And, you know, at the time I was working my full-time job and I was like, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to make this work? And I just made the decision to quit because my full-time job, it was causing a lot of resistance. And after quitting, I was really surprised to see the way that my business started to support me, you know, just different opportunities would come up and I would start to see new opportunities where all of a sudden, you know, I'm able to sell my products in a local store. Now, all of a sudden I'm at this new pop-up opportunity and it's all because I just kind of opened my mind up to the different ways that my business can support me and is supporting me.
Absolutely. I freaking love that. I absolutely love that. I think that, you know, I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm 31 and I think that like my generation and, you know, our generation is we've taken a different approach to the new American dream. I mean, you know, our ancestors and our parents and, you know, their dream was to have a house, you know, have the big, you know, car, picket fence, all that stuff. And I think our generation's new American dream is just to be financially free and out from under the thumb of, you know, somebody who controls our lives through money, you know, yes. like an employer.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. And there's so many tactics out there to kind of keep us engaged and in the game. Especially with like impulse buying. I'm a victim of that myself.
Oh gosh, same.
Big time, you know, and that takes such mental strength to be able to kind of push back against that. You know what I mean? And those are the things that keep us locked in the game though and keep us from financially freeing ourselves. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we're breaking away from that, I think, which yeah. I think is great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny because when I was in college, I studied sociology and, you know, it's a very, very liberal field. And I studied a lot of social theory, which in a lot of ways helped me get to the journey that I am today, where now I kind of look at everything as, okay, we're living in a simulation. This is a matrix.
Right.
Yada, yada,
right.
yada.
100%.
But at the time, it really made me feel trapped. It made me feel like, you know, that capitalism is the enemy, that the powers that be, they'll always be in charge. You know, we can continue to resist and resist. And the law of attraction says pretty much the opposite, like don't resist, right? And just attract. We could become the new 1% if that is what, you know, if that's what you want to be, you know, you could become the next free world leader if that's what you want to attract, or you can just become the leader of your own life, mm-hmm. which is probably the easiest.
Right.
And you can attract that for yourself too. It really is. It's so interesting the ways that, whether it be through the education system, through the media, through our jobs, the ways that we are conditioned to believe that we are stuck when really we're not. It's a choice to be stuck.
Mm-hmm. Your whole life can change with the decision of one choice from like one choice.
Yeah. You know? Like, yeah.
That to me is amazing. And I love it. You know what I mean? 'Cause now, especially when I see people do that. My girlfriend, she has a friend who they have, you know, they have some kids, they have three kids or whatever, and they sold everything. They bought a bus and they're traveling the country in a freaking bus.
I love it.
You know what I mean? And I freaking love that. You
I
know?
Absolutely love it.
Like they've just said, we're not doing this anymore. We're just going to, you know, travel the country and live in a bus. And I love it. You know, that is, you know, a prime example, I think, of how you can change your situation with one decision.
Absolutely. And a lot of times it's like just taking the leap of faith and that will appear. But I would say when you're making decisions, like don't make fear-based decisions. Mm-hmm. And I know big decisions like that, there's always going to be fear that comes up, but like if it's fearful, but it also excites you, okay, take the leap.
Right.
But if it's just fear, don't make the decision.
Right. that's solid advice. So this is a question I wanted to ask you, is the law of attraction and the law of abundance, are those the same thing?
Well, so the law of abundance isn't technically like one of the universal laws of the universe. So there's like seven universal laws, and you can read about it in a book called The Kabbalion, which is like a very mysterious book.
It sounds mysterious.
Yeah. No, it's really amazing. So there's the law of attraction. There's the law of vibration. There's mentalism. There is the law of correspondence. There is, I'm blanking on, you know, some of the other ones, but what the law of abundance essentially is basically probably a combination between the law of attraction and then like the law of vibration. If you can vibrate in a certain way where you feel completely supported by the universe, your external circumstances have no other choice but to fall in line with your vibration. Because when you feel lack, which basically like advertisements make us all feel lack, make it feel like we always need something outside of ourselves. Once you can feel like you have everything you need internally, everything else externally will manifest to match your internal vibration. That's also the law of correspondence. You know the saying, as above, so below, as within, so without. That's the law of correspondence.
Yin and yang type, like, you know, Jedi and Sith, Star Wars stuff, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Side of the Force, dark side of the Force has to be balanced. Yeah, for sure. That's great. So I don't know, like, you know, I want to kind of get back to like first steps, like kind of getting started on this. If there's like first time listeners out there, who are like, law of attraction, I've heard of it, you know, but I don't even know what to do. You know, I don't know if I believe in it, you know.
Absolutely. Okay. For the non-believers and for the people who just want to take a first step, start with something small. Manifest a free cup of coffee. Just start by visualizing yourself at your favorite coffee shop. You're in line and the person in front of you is just so generous that they get you a cup of coffee. And imagine how that feels. You probably feel grateful. You probably feel like, wow, like, okay, so this is real, you know? And once you do that little visualization, just let it go. Don't think about it too much. Don't search for it. Don't go out of your way to go to the coffee shop waiting for someone to buy your coffee. And you'll notice that the moment you let go, someone will buy you that cup of coffee. And if you're not a coffee drinker, you can do it with free cookies. You can do it with seeing a yellow butterfly or seeing a penny face up on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. something easy. Because when you do something small like that, you're not going to have a lot of resistance to it because you know, okay, life will go on if I don't get this free cup of coffee or if I don't see this yellow butterfly.
Right.
But once you have that confirmation, then you'll be like, wait, okay, now let me do something a little bit bigger. And it's going to help you to just start to visualize and meditate on the things that you do desire.
I try to use that practice when scratching lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to work too well, but I definitely want to try that with a cup of coffee, you know?
Yeah. Something small. It makes it way easier.
That's cool, man. I love that. I totally do. So I'll definitely try that. And I'm trying to think of an example that I could use that I could talk about on the show of the law. Cause I totally believe in the law of attraction. You know, 100%. I just don't, off the top of my head, I don't have anything coming to mind, I guess.
Well, it's so funny because literally everything in our life is a manifestation and it is the law of attraction. Like, you know, probably even you starting your podcast probably is an example of the law of attraction. I don't know what the origin story is, but chances are it was a seed that was planted within you.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, I started it in 2020 when everything kind of went down. And I don't even know where it came from. I was listening to podcasts back and forth through work. And the one podcast I listened to, Sam Tripoli is on it. And he's like a goofball. He's like all over the place. And like, I resonated with him because I'm the same way. I have a hard time formulating, you know, sentences and, you know, sounding professional. And I was like, I could totally do it. If he could do it, I could totally do it, you know?
Yes.
And it was kind of an outlet for me just to kind of spit into the mic, just do a show. And it's, you know, kind of led from one thing to another. And I think also what tied into that was the part of our throat chakras. I felt like my throat chakra was totally blocked. Like nobody really understood me. I felt like that a lot. And this was the outlet to kind of communicate with people, say what I wanted to say,
yeah,
get what I needed to get out, you know, and it just kind of took off from there. And it's been fun ever since. It's like, I love meeting new people. You know, I love talking to people and, it's been one thing after another, you know?
Yeah. And like that flow that you feel when you're doing it and you're kind of like, you know, you're releasing, you're able to be the more authentic version of yourself. When you're in that flow, essentially that is the law of attraction. You really can call it whatever you want. Different religions call it different things. Mm-hmm. But when you're in that state of flow, when you're feeling like, yeah, things are working out in my favor. Yes, I am supported. I'm doing the things that I love. That is it. Like you've reached that vibration where, you know, things are in alignment for you. And I'm sure you've probably met some really awesome people or maybe even had some conversations that like changed your worldview in one way or another. And that in all of that, you manifested.
Yeah. And you know, one thing I've noticed too is there seems to be a lot of like, how do I put this? There can be a lot of guilt and expectations put on us of who we're supposed to be or how we're supposed to be from, you know, the beginning of when we're born. You know, and I think it takes a lot to kind of release those chains. You have to give yourself permission to be who you were meant to be. And yeah. If it upsets somebody over here, they'll then, oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of what prevents people from actively manifesting what they want is because they're too busy trying to prove themselves to somebody else or be somebody to somebody else because that person has expectations for them. I think a lot of it has to do with like releasing those and accepting that you are in your individual self. You're unique. And if people have a problem with that, oh, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how you have to look at it. It's like, you know what? It's not my responsibility to make you feel comfortable with who I am.
Basically. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know?
So,
and it's so funny that when you do step into that more authentic, true version of yourself, it feels scary because you're scared of, you know, the people who, you know, who expect you to be something that you're not. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when you are in alignment with your true self, you're going to start to see blessings, mm-hmm. and you're going to start to see validation from people that you didn't even know could happen. Like, you're going to feel supported in a whole new way. It's going to feel way more comfortable and way more natural in the long run to be you than to try and appease the opinions of people who don't get it. And, you know, a lot of the times that's projections on their shit. Like, people who don't get it, it's because they haven't worked through their own stuff. They haven't worked through their own trauma. So you don't have to be that, you know, you can still be you. And that's, you're empowering others to do the same. When you step into your authenticity, you're helping so many people, even if they never say thank you, even if they never acknowledge it, you really are.
100%. I believe that, you know, the power that you can have to affect those around you, I think, is the greatest thing. And yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, people have so much inside that they don't even realize they're projecting onto other people, you know, that if somebody's unkind to you or says something to you or tries to make you fail because they don't want you to succeed, that's just a reflection of what's inside them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. 100%. Absolutely. I kind of want to talk about auras a little bit.
Let's talk about it.
All right, let's do it. Let's get into auras a little bit. I've personally had an aura reading. I'm not like super knowledgeable about auras. I know that they have like colors, right? And they,
yeah.
Are you able to see them?
I am not able to like see them, like just looking at somebody and see like the color of their aura. Not all of my knowledge of auras, but for the most part, my knowledge of auras is very intuitive. It's stuff that I've learned through my own practices and then also through Reiki. So I'm a Reiki practitioner as well. Awesome. And for me, the way that I like to think of auras is it's like your membrane that you can't necessarily touch like tangibly, but you can feel it. So like those moments where you're maybe out in public and you feel like someone is staring at you, but but like they're behind you, mm-hmm. they're basically invading your aura. Like they're just staring so hard that you can feel that on your energy field. And the reason that I think it's so important for everybody to, you know, be more aware of their aura is because your aura is magnetic. So if there are holes in your aura, if there are leaks in your aura, not only are you going to feel drained, it also makes you way less magnetic and way less attractive to your desires.
Okay.
So that energy field that you have, there are a lot of ways that you can repair it. The easiest way is just to physically take care of yourself. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure you're eating good foods. Make sure that you're getting sunlight. And then obviously when you want to step it up a little bit, then you get into meditation, visualization practices. So you can literally visualize your own aura. And if you're in tune with yourself, you're going to be able to see, oh, okay, there's leaks here. You know, if you even just wave your hands very close, like maybe an inch or so off of your body, very slowly, you're going to feel that warmth off of your body. And you may come across parts of you that are actually cooler, or you might feel other sensations too. It just depends on your own aura and your own energy. And you can heal that yourself. Just set the intention to heal it. Visualize like a white light coming out of your hand and just healing that energy body. And you'll notice if you consistently do this for like a week or two, strangers will start talking to you in the grocery store. People will want to get to know you more. People will start randomly following you on social media. You know, it's weird things like that you can be on the lookout for and be like, oh, now I'm starting to attract things.
Right. It just kind of gravitates towards you.
Absolutely.
So it's my understanding there's like different colors then for auras Well, is that associated with the chakras at all?
It is. Yeah, it is okay. Associated with the chakras. And then also sometimes just like our own associations that like most people know with colors. So depending on the kind of like if your aura is red, for example, and if it's like a more of like a rusty blood red, that could also mean that you're someone who's like got some anger to work through, or like, you know, maybe a little bit into like fighting or like violence, things like that, because you know we associate red with blood,
right?
And then you know there are other colors too besides just like red, orange, yellow, you know, the rainbow color. There's like pinks that you can have, and there's silvers and golds. I think gold is known to be the most powerful aura, and that's, I mean, that makes sense, right? Because gold is like a very powerful element, mm-hmm. and something that everyone values. But gold is supposed to be like the like the sensei, you know, of all
right,
auras.
Right. I've been told that mine is yellow. And like, I went to do an aura reading, like painting, a few years back, and she told me my core was yellow. And then there's like several colors on the outside, like blues and greens and things like that, purple. And that was the first time I had ever done anything like that. And I thought it was super interesting. And, you know, she told me some stuff that, you know, she couldn't have possibly known. But I just found the whole experience kind of fascinating, and myself wanting to kind of like see other people's auras, you know, and oftentimes I forget that to even like that.
To look for it.
Yeah. To look for it. But I would like to like strengthen that and kind of see other people's auras.
Yeah. You know? There are definitely ways you can practice that. It's not something that I really do in my practice, because to me, like the feeling that I get from someone is all that I need. I don't necessarily need to see what color your aura is, but if you are interested in learning to see like the color of people's auras, the easiest way to start is like with someone that you know, and having them stand against a white wall, and then to just, you know, stare at them from a distance, right. You know, like from, like 5 feet away, 5-6 feet away, and then maybe like squint your eyes and just like, you know, use your imagination. And a lot of times people want to discredit our imagination, but our imagination is actually one of our greatest skills, one of our greatest gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, that is the third eye when we're talking about chakras. It is your imagination, and so trust that. If you see a color, just trust it. Don't second guess it.
Right, I love it. And so what can you do with that knowledge then, once you like have that color? Like, is that something where you kind of like know what chakras may need blocked or may need some Reiki work, or, you know,
potentially, or it could be just like a general flavor of a person. Like okay. To me, when I hear a yellow aura, I think of someone who is actually like pretty joyful, someone who tries to be more optimistic. Cause I don't know, I think of the sun, I think of sunshine when I think mm-hmm. of it. And even the name of the solar plexus really is relating to the sun, and the solar plexus is the yellow chakra. So it kind of is more of an intuitive practice of being able to say, okay, I can tell that like this person is off a little bit. And I don't know how else to describe it other than just like an intuitive knowing, like this person may need some healing in this area. So it's not necessarily like this cut and dry thing where it's like, okay, if you see a purple aura, it means that this person needs to work on this. It's more of a like, it's kind of intuitive. So it's definitely a practice that you can practice and strengthen to get to know, okay, how can I help this person heal? And also another thing when it comes to like healing work, a big thing to understand is no one can heal someone else. You can only heal yourself. So even if you go to a Reiki practitioner, or you go to any practitioner that does energy work, they are just assisting you to heal yourself.
Right.
And I think that's a really important distinction to make.
Okay. Excellent. I definitely believe, you know, we all have the power to kind of heal ourselves, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's my belief, you know, that it's up to us individually to take on that responsibility, you know, and not wait for somebody else to do it.
Absolutely. You
know? Not wait for somebody else to heal us or save us or whatever. Like, it's up to us individually. I think that's kind of what we're here for. That's part of our mission, you know, is to unlock that ability. And to kind of, you know, move up the chain in mm-hmm. the spiritual world, in the, you know, 5D, I guess, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I only have a few minutes left. I got another guest coming on the show, but I do want to give, you know, give you some room to kind of talk about your business a little bit, you know, where people can find your content.
Absolutely. And
how they can reach you, all that good stuff, you know.
Yes. Yeah. So my business is called Restora. A few ways you can find me. Easiest way is on my Instagram at restora.shop. And that's spelled R-E-S-T-O-R-A.shop, S-H-O-P. So I've got my link tree in there. You can get a hold of me in a lot of different ways. I'm most active on Instagram. But yes, so I sell manifestation products like candles, Reiki infused oils, crystals, Palo Santo, and my line is always growing. So I'm actually going to be releasing some aura sprays, within the next week or so. So you can be on the lookout for that. In addition, I also offer manifestation coaching. So I'm taking on clients right now who are trying to manifest something very specific. My last client successfully manifested a huge move across the country and his dream job, which I talk a little bit about on my podcast, which you can find that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. And it's called Restora the Podcast, Become Magnetic and Attract Your Desires. So That's a little bit about me. I sell the manifestation products, and I just want to help people attract the things that they desire, because in this world that we live in, we are shamed for asking for more. And I disagree with that. I think that it's time that we all start asking for more out of life and manifest everything. You can have it all.
Absolutely. I love that. I love what you're doing. I'm excited. I'm going to check it out, and I'm definitely going to be purchasing some manifestation candles off you. 100%. Awesome. So excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kenneth.
Yeah, no problem. And enjoy your weekend, you know?
Yes. Likewise.
All righty. We'll see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I think it's going to end. There we go. All right. We'll see ya.
Okay, cool.